Hello, Sydney Sloth here. Relax. Take a deep breath. And turn on your imagination, because it's time for a bedtime story. Tonight's story comes from John, chapter 20.
Later on that day, the disciples had gathered together, but, fearful of the Jews, had locked all the doors in the house. Jesus entered, stood among them, and said, "Peace to you." Then he showed them his hands and side. The disciples, seeing the Master with their own eyes, were awestruck. Jesus repeated his greeting. "Peace to you. Just as the Father sent me, I send you." Then he took a deep breath and breathed into them. "Receive the Holy Spirit," he said. "If you forgive someone's sins, they're gone for good. If you don't forgive sins, what are you going to do with them?" But Thomas, sometimes called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples told him,
"We saw the Master."
But he said,
"Unless I see the nail holes in his hands, put my finger in the nail holes, and stick my hand in his side, I won't believe it."
8 days later, his disciples were again in the room. This time Thomas was with them. Jesus came through the locked doors, stood among them, and said, "Peace to you." Then he focused his attention on Thomas. "Take your finger and examine my hands. Take your hand and stick it in my side. Don't be unbelieving. Believe." Thomas said,
"My Master. My God."
Jesus said, "So, you believe because you've seen with your own eyes. Even better blessings are in store for those who believe without seeing."
I wonder where Thomas was when the disciples first saw Jesus. Have I ever missed out on something big? Did I feel left out? I wonder why Thomas had a hard time believing the other disciples had seen Jesus. Do I sometimes think it would be easier if I had been around to see and touch Jesus too? As we hear the story again, imagine what it would be like to see Jesus like this.
Now Later on that day, the disciples had gathered together, but, fearful of the Jews, had locked all the doors in the house. Jesus entered, stood among them, and said, "Peace to you." Then he showed them his hands and side. The disciples, seeing the Master with their own eyes, were awestruck. Jesus repeated his greeting. "Peace to you. Just as the Father sent me, I send you." Then he took a deep breath and breathed into them. "Receive the Holy Spirit," he said. "If you forgive someone's sins, they're gone for good. If you don't forgive sins, what are you going to do with them?" But Thomas, sometimes called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples told him,
"We saw the Master."
But he said,
"Unless I see the nail holes in his hands, put my finger in the nail holes, and stick my hand in his side, I won't believe it."
8 days later, his disciples were again in the room. This time Thomas was with them. Jesus came through the locked doors, stood among them, and said, "Peace to you." Then he focused his attention on Thomas. "Take your finger and examine my hands. Take your hand and stick it in my side. Don't be unbelieving. Believe." Thomas said,
"My Master. My God."
Jesus said, "So, you believe because you've seen with your own eyes. Even better blessings are in store for those who believe without seeing."
Jesus tells Thomas to put his finger in the holes left by the nails and put his hand in the hole left by the spear. Can I imagine what that would be like? What does Jesus do for me that makes me know he is real and alive and near me? I wonder why this makes Thomas say, "My Master, my God." What would I like to say to Jesus? Talk to him now as to a friend. Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Thank you.
you asleep yet? Let's do a slothy body scan examine to help us drift off to sleep. Become aware of God's loving gaze on you. Have a big stretch and feel your body as it presses into your bed. Start with your toes. How do they feel? Let God bring to mind what your feet have done today. Where have they been? Move your attention up your legs. Where have they taken you? Where have you hung today? What about your belly? What did you eat today? Thank God for that good food. What does your heart tell you? What are the feelings in your chest today? When did you feel really happy? When did you feel sad? When did you feel angry or scared? Where do you imagine God was during those times? What did you do with your hands today? At as your fingers relax. What did you do that you're proud of? What did you do that you wish you didn't? Pay attention to your head. Roll it side to side slowly like a sloth. Let your mouth relax and your cheeks soften. Gently close your eyes. What did they see today? Was there anything beautiful? Anything that reminded you of God? Now, just sink into bed. Let every part of your body get heavier and heavier. Imagine your love is like a beam of light. Direct your love at God. And leave it on like a nightlight to shine all night as you drift off to sleep.